We're ready to begin from the supplement, hymn 785. 785. And now from the Bible, a couple of verses from Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race which is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. All of you guests, welcome to Emmanuel. This is a great time for us here at Emmanuel, and I hope you have a good time being with us, enjoying the basketball. Lots of ball players, lots of coaches. Crowds and crowds of relatives and friends. For these 3 days, we enjoy ourselves playing basketball. One of the buzzwords that has turned up the last few years about any sport, including basketball, is focus. So I'm sure some of the coaches here today are going to be telling their students to focus, to zero in on what you're doing, to concentrate, to get your mind and energies on the basketball floor rather than somewhere else. Focus is important in basketball. And in order to have a good time playing basketball, you're going to have to zero in on what you're doing and try to make sure you don't travel or throw the ball out of bounds or a lot of those other violations which make basketball an interesting game that it is. Zero in. Focus. But you know, in the whole scheme of things, basketball is a really little thing. A really big thing is what is described in the text that I read for you this morning. Fix your eyes on Jesus. And why would you want to do that? Because He's the author and finisher of our faith. He invites us to focus on a race, and He invites us to focus on racing. So we run with patience the race that is set before us. We run with patience because it is the race of our spiritual lives. And for this race, we have Jesus at the starting line, the author, and we have Jesus at the finish line, the finisher of our faith. And what a privilege it is to be able to run in this particular marathon, guided by the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus sent for our focus on Him. There's so much to distract us, so much right now in this room to distract us, but we'll try not to let that happen too much. The devil, the world, and our sinful flesh, they distract us. They want to draw our attention away from Jesus. They want to draw our focus away from the author and finisher of our faith. Even good times can distract our focus as we pay attention to the good times, or what we think are the good times, rather than paying attention and zeroing in on Jesus. The bad times, the times when our sinful flesh jumps up and grabs us and wants us to do things contrary to the Word of God, all destroying our focus. We live as children of the Heavenly Father, sons and daughters of the King. And our lives in this text are described as a marathon. And we are invited to place our focus on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now, I saw a little bit of the ball game that was on at 9 to 10 o'clock, and you know what? I didn't see anybody out there wearing a backpack. When I go to a track meet, I don't see anybody out there with a book bag. Jesus kind of uses this illustration to show us that when we run this race, this very important race on which the Lord focuses our attention, says, don't load yourself up with all the wrong stuff. As a matter of fact, the Savior says, let's get rid of the weight, that heavy burden of sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Yes, yes, even during the basketball game. We also do this to the glory of God. And we need to always remember that. He's the one who endured the cross, despised the shame, forgave our sins through His atoning sacrifice, and is now sitting victorious at the right hand of the Heavenly Father. We pray. Heavenly Father, we bow in humble appreciation of Your grace and all the blessings and gifts which this undeserved kindness brings. Make sure the eyes of all of us here today stay focused on Your Savior, Son Jesus. Make His forgiveness the highlight of every day, including today. We ask You, dear Heavenly Father, to go with our tour choir today as they bring the gospel to fellow confessors around the nation. Guard the travel of all our students as they head home for spring break. Keep all the participants here for the basketball tournament safe in Your hands, and guard their travels also. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus, in whose name we also pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
And now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good to do His will, working in you what is pleasing in His sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Professor Pfeiffer.